Was the night after Christmas, and all through the trailer, the beer had gone flat and the pizza was staler. The tube socks hung empty, no candy or toys, and I was camped out in my old lazy boy. The kids, they weren't talking to me or my wife. The worst Christmas, they said, they had had in their life. Well, my wife couldn't argue and neither could I, so I watched TV and my wife, she just cried. When out in the yard, the dogs started barking, I stood up and looked and I saw Sheriff Larkin. He yelled, "Roy, I am sworn to uphold the laws, and I got a complaint here from a feller named Claus." "Claus? I don't know nobody named Claus, and you ain't taking me in without probable cause." Then the sheriff, he said, "The man was shot at last night." I said, "Well, that might have been me. Just what's he look like?" "Well, he's a jolly old feller with a big beer gut belly that shakes when he laughs like a bowl full of jelly. He sports a long beard and a nose like a cherry." I said, "Sheriff, that sounds like my wife's sister, Sherry." "It's no time for jokes, Roy," the sheriff, he said. "The man I'm describing is dressed all in red. I'm here for the truth now. It's time to come clean. Tell me what you've done and tell me what you've seen." Well, I started to lie, then I thought, what the hell? Wouldn't be the first time I'd spent New Year's in jail. I said, "Sheriff, it happened last night about 10, and I thought that my wife had been drinking again. When she walked in from work, she was white as a ghost. I thought maybe she'd seen one of them UFOs. But she said a bunch of deer had just flown over her head and stopped on the roof of our good neighbor Red. Well, I ran out to look, the sight made me shudder. A freezer full of venison standing right on Red's gutter. Well, my hands were a-shaking as I grabbed my gun. When out of Red's chimney this feller did run, and slung on his back was a bag overflowing. I thought he'd stolen Red's stuff while old Red was out bowling. So I yelled, "Drop it, fat boy, hands up in the air." But he went about his business like he hadn't a care. So I popped a warning shot over his head. Well, he dropped that bag and he jumped in that sled. And as he flew off, I heard him extort, "That's assault with intent, Roy. I'll see you in court." "Sheriff, I'll tell you this. You put a subpoena on me, I ain't gonna show up. I'll hole up in the cellar. You'll never root me out of there. So why don't say we just forget all this? Look, we've known each other a long time. Just turn the car off, come in, we'll watch wrestling, eat some Easter bunny stew, and talk about how to catch that tooth fairy."
December 24, 1985, it's Christmas time, not a thing's going right. I just walked in a house when I heard a yell, and just about then the Christmas tree fell. So I picked it up and I straightened my balls. I figured, well, it's Christmas after all. I got it fixed up and it looked about right, and then an overloaded circuit blew out all the lights.
Now I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. The judge said Santa had sufficient cause. He said, "Son, you broke all the laws." Now I'm getting sued by Santa Claus.
I heard a dog bark and I went out to check. Old Buck had Rudolph down by the neck. Yeah, Dancer was dancing and Prancer was prancing around, and I bet Santa wish he'd never seen this town.
I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. The judge said Santa had sufficient cause. He said, "Son, you broke all them laws." I'm getting sued by Santa Claus.
But up on the roof he stumbled and fell, and you know it's true, he came down that chimney like a bat out of hell. So I picked him up and I turned him around, and I dusted him off and I straightened up his tire. Then he looked at me and he gave me a grin, and I figured, well, I seen the last of him.
I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. The judge said Santa had sufficient cause. He said, "Son, you broke all them laws." I'm getting sued by Santa Claus.
The judge said, son, you're in a heck of a fix. He said, look like you and Christmas just don't mix. I said, yes, sir, judge, and when Christmas comes around, Santa can have it, cause I'm leaving town. You can get sued by anybody nowadays. Yeah. Can you imagine? Them reindeer up there stomping holes in my roof, and I got to pay him. And he gonna come back next year. I ain't gonna be here. I'm gone.
Present for you, Gav.
Oh, smash it.
Special delivery signed there.
How nice. That's the nicest present I've ever had.
What's that, Stan?
It's a present for me.
What,
Yes, this is my present.
What a nice present.
Yes, isn't it lovely?
What are you going to do with it?
I think I'll just take my present in the other room and have a little play with it.
Make lovely presents, women, don't they?
Oh, yes, lovely.
I don't believe in Santa anymore. He's never answered anything I've written. Him and all his, have you been a good boy? To me he's just a silly fat old git. Now I don't believe in Santa anymore. My trust in him was all a big mistake. Whoever saw him climbing down a chimney? And as for red-nosed reindeer, what a fake. Each Christmas Eve I'd lie in bed and stay awake just to catch a glimpse of his white beard. I suppose it's just coincidence that I was fast asleep whenever he appeared. Now I don't believe in Santa anymore. With all his jingle bells and yo-ho-ho, scaring kids and ripping off their grannies, he's just a bloke in some grotty grotto. Now my credulence in Santa has run out. From now on he's just a monumental bore. Since I found another way to have a stocking filled, I don't believe in Santa anymore.
There, that's my present. Bye off. Come on, darling. Who said you could play with her?
There's been snow-covered Christmases and ones just of rain, of smoked hams and warm bread and shiny toy trains. And though they've always been different, they've all been the best. Yet there's one I remember more tenderly than all the rest.
Jack, he made a crack, a wouldn't take it back. Dad was tricking, he got bombing. Not in the sun, but when the sun shines. Was auch in winter, wenn es schneit. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum. Wegen's an ein bombing. Of course, I can repeat this right along and on, but...
Ginger peachy presents I received. Ginger peachy, that's a laugh. Ha ha ha. The shirts were swell, the socks were fine. They're all size 10, but my feet are size 9. I've had a very merry Christmas. The watch won't run, the wallet's split. The gloves are small, the pajamas don't fit. I've had a very merry Christmas. 10 dozen hankies, a gift of anti-roses. 10 dozen hankies, she must think I'm covered with noses. 6 neckties, they're all handmade. They're lovely ties, but they're all the same shade. Oh, I've had a very merry Christmas. Jingle bells, jingle bells, give my heart a lift. Tomorrow I'll be on my way, exchanging every gift. Oh, I'm so disappointed. I've never been so disillusioned. The pen won't write, the slippers gap, the bathrobe's tight, and the camera won't snap. I've had a very merry Christmas. Those darn cigars are much too strong. The sweater's wide and the shorts are too long. I've had a very merry Christmas. 6 pairs of swim trunks, a present that my firm made. 6 pairs of swim trunks, they must think I'm Minnie the Mermaid. Hat's too small, the ring ain't gold, the muffler's thin, and I caught a good cold. I've had a very merry Christmas. Yeah, a fine Christmas I had. But don't get me wrong, I'm not too unhappy. I'm just miserable.
All right, now the temptation here is to, you know, say, well, hey, Merry Christmas to you all. But, you know, I've done that already. It's over. Put a sock in it. Santa Claus, get the hell back to the North Pole. Don't give me this naughty or nice crap. I will have you know that Santa right now is on the island of Barbados with the elves, with the reindeer, and he's soaking up the sun. He's had enough for the year. I've had enough. You've had enough. So that's the point of today's show. Christmas is over. That's enough. All right? So, but here's the problem. I have 4,000 or 5,000 Christmas songs in my collection. And today we're going to deal with the ones that have to do with the fact that Christmas is freaking over. Live with it. It's over. All right? Just put it at, you know, put away the tree, put away the lights. Stop talking about that great thing you got from your mother. And just be done with it, okay? It's fucking over. Got it? So with that in mind, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to a Christmas is over, get fucking used to it edition of the Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. We started with the Hot Buttered Elves. Larry was a Yule log. And guess what? Larry burned to death. His Christmas is over. Jeff Foxworthy after that. Night after Christmas. J.C. Franklin, I'm getting sued by Santa Claus. I think by the time today is over, I will be too. Neil Innes from the Rutland Television Christmas Collection with Eric Idle. I don't believe in Santa anymore. Wall of Voodoo. Shouldn't have given him a gun for Christmas. Well, that was a great idea. Saw what happened there. And Jerry Lewis. I've had a very Merry Christmas. So today, bunch of stuff that dedicated to the proposition that Christmas is no more until next year. It's over. We're adding up the wreckage and seeing what went wrong. So if you had a good one, this is nice. I'm glad. I'm really glad for you. Most of us had a pretty good weekend, and then we woke up yesterday with snow up to our asses. I had to drive in it. I drive a truck. Fortunately, my truck can go through anything. Anything. I had to drive through a 3-foot-high wall of snow to get out in the road. No problem. Right out there. And you know what I saw out there? Idiots that don't know how to drive in the snow. So anyway, we will get on with it, but I want you to know that I hate Christmas music too. That's why I do what I do. Okay? Because if I didn't do it, you would have to. So that's my motto. We do this so you don't have to. You're welcome. I'll see you in a bit.
The Christmas tree down. Yeah, I'm taking the Christmas tree down. It's over. Over. Forget about Santa and his secret list of who's been naughty and who's been nice. You know that he's out to get you if he's checking his list twice. Forget your cards of holiday cheer. You don't really mean it, it just happens once a year. Forget peace on earth, goodwill toward men. You say it, you take it down, then it's back in storage again. With your gleaming aluminum Christmas tree and that crazy light with the colored ice that goes round and round. It's over. Over. Forget dad and mommy for feeling guilty cause they can't afford the junk that their kids see on TV. War toys teaching wrong lessons to follow. Cheap imported crap with parts kids can swallow. The sweating, the pushing, the waiting on lines. Rude shopper behavior when it's Christmas time of the year. I'm taking the Christmas tree down. Yeah, I'm taking the Christmas tree down. It's over. Over. Forget about Frosty, forget Rudolph too. Forget the rest of the world, it doesn't matter to you. Forget the homeless trying to make it in the snow. Forget that turkey, forget mistletoe. Forget God bless us each and every one. Forget when holidays were fun. Don't even think about playing Bing Crosby again. Remember, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Remember, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Before it's over, over.
After Christmas, the tree is quite dead. The needles all are dropping just like tiny bits of lead. The presents are lying in piles about the house. There's 15 bags, 10 boxes, and one tiny catnip mouse. I really must send out an SOS. Can someone help me with this awful mess? I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Gotta get out the tree. I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
And this misery. I've boxed the sleigh bells. Jingle, jangle. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Wrapped fragile ornaments up in tissue. It's a beautiful thing. I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
2 weeks after New Year's, and what is this I see? 100 dried up needles right beside the old settee. So I get out the vacuum, when all at once I spot a dying red poinsettia drooping in its plastic pot. I can't believe there's still so much to do. I'll be dying Easter eggs before I'm through. I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm putting the cards away. I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Pack up the holiday. The cat has found some year-old tinsel. Now it's firmly wrapped around her ear. I have had it up to here with fruitcake and those pesky reindeer. So I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Yes, I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
So much, but come December, I've forgotten, and I kind of lose touch. That's why I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm cleaning up Christmas.
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 I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm still cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Are we having any fun yet?
I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm cleaning up Christmas.
Are we done yet?
Cleaning up Christmas.
I'm still cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up Christmas.
Rudolph, get out of the garbage!
Cleaning up Christmas.
Cleaning up.
Thank you. tight in his sleigh. He looks quite good, we know you're proud, but it's the damn month of May.
The word around town, take it down, take it down. Santa ain't coming around, take it down, take it down.
Now I'm not one to criticize, you've got your own point of view, but I draw the line when Baby J is watching me barbecue. The neighbors want
faces of Santas everywhere. My guess was Santa just got to be born. 9 million cookies can't be a good thing. The ones I left him must have done the trick. Now the place is covered in Santa and chocolate chips. Pieces of Santa here and there. He slipped on his screen, it was on the stairs. On the TV, clumps of white hair. Pieces of Santa everywhere. Bits of Santa out of the rug. But overall I think I had good luck, cause I got a magic sack filled with wonderful stuff. Pieces of Santa here and there. His lungs were hung by the chimney with care. I kept his brain as a souvenir. Pieces of Santa everywhere. Pieces of Santa.
Gift list, but I still haven't got none. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. It probably was a problem with the elves up there or something. Maybe them midgets didn't know that Christmas was coming. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your reindeer? I put cookies on the roof for them to eat when they get here. You missed my house this time. That's okay. Maybe next year. Wake my ass up then and we'll have a light beer. On my list for some things that I want you to bring me. When you get a chance, please drop them all down my chimney. What I asked you for was PlayStation from Sony, and Play-Doh, and Legos, and skates, and a pony. That's all that I want, and this year I've been good. So please, fill up that sack, and swing by my hood, if you could. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan.
A lump of gold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. I can't believe it's Christmas morning.
you forgot me again. Ain't shit sitting underneath the tree in my den. You didn't bring Legos or Play-Doh or Sony. How am I supposed to get to school with no skates or a pony? I saw you at the mall, sang about you in choir. When my friend called you fake, yo, I called him a liar. Now I'd like to grab your neck and set your beard on fire. You know that song about the grandma who got run over by a reindeer who came down and landed right on her? She got crushed on Christmas Eve, now me and Grandpa, we believe. That's kinda how this is, you could've made me believe too. Now it's too late, I'm about to convert to a Jew. And all I wanted was a lousy gift under the tree. But now I'm fucked up cause you forgot me. I love you, Santa, we could've been together, think about it. You ruined it, now I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, Ma, I'll be down in a minute. I hope you dream about elves kicking you in the nuts and Frosty the snowman icing you up the butt.
Stanley.
Okay, Ma, Santa, I'll explain this real simple. I'm going to see the rabbi, he's waiting down at the temple. Even circumcision can't be much worse than what I've been through. So next year at this time, sing a filter fish. Happy Hanukkah, Saint Dick, cause Stan's turning Jewish.
A lump of gold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. I can't believe it, Christmas morning.
Stan, I meant to write you sooner, but this year have been busy. Santa Claus feel real bad he didn't come down your chimney. Dang it all too, cause you ain't been naughty, you been nice. Guess Santa Claus checked his list once, but forgot to do twice. Oh well, that's the way things go at the North Pole. Sometime hard to remember Santa Claus getting old. But what this here you say about becoming a Jew and cutting on your ding-dong? Is that what they do? Hold up right there, cause that's some crazy-ass shit. Santa Claus don't let nobody chop on his dick. And what the hell you talking about us being together? That type of thing there, that's for men who wear leather. That's gay talk right there, that's H-O-M-O. You sending this here letter from San Francisco? That's good, San Francisco, that's a come along to the good one right there. But anyways, what the hell, oh yeah, don't be so gay. And about turning Jewish, come along, say Orve. Hang on in one more year and you got a gift coming. Santa Claus gonna bring you a nice blonde white woman. And if Stan extra good, she looked like Kate Hudson. And that Kate, that's a good look. Tom Malone loves to put that Kate Hudson right up on lap and make all kind of sex on his trouser shorts. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Tom Malone got to go back to whipping on Elf. Merry Christmas time, Stan. And don't play with yourself. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, my dearest Mr. Santa Claus, I am writing you because there seems to be a problem with your staff. You may or may not be aware, and even worse, you do not care. At any rate, there is no cause to laugh. I gave it to my mother, a specific list of toys to bring around. But when I woke up Christmas morn, it was obvious clerical error that I found. If you'll look on page number 22, under the heading of Rocket Packs, there's no way a personal jet propulsion device could ever be confused with a bunny puppet! Hello again there, old Saint Nick. I really hate to be a stickler, but it's clear from here that things must change. With software advances in the internet, you really can't delay in getting some elves that are more technically trained. I discussed this with my mother, along with a list of toys to bring around. But when I woke up Christmas morn, it was a hideous clerical error that I found. If you look on page number 29, under the heading of scuba gear, there's no way a personal deep water submarine could ever be confused with Uncle Wiggly! Hi again, St. Nicholas. I'm sorry that it's come to this, but someone had to bring you up to speed. Perhaps your management skills are rusty, but you really have to trust me. You are just not meeting your customers' needs. I was told by my mother to let you know about this oversight. But I've been playing Uncle Wiggily with my bunny puppet. And I just haven't had the time to write.
I'll have to ask your forgiveness while I peel the cat away from the monitor. Jersey, you have to get down. Come on, Jersey. Down you go. Come on. Jersey adores me. She spends all of her time sitting directly in front of my monitor because that's what I look at. She wants me to look at her. But I can't only do that 19 hours a day, okay? All right. Christmas is over, all right? You got that part of it already? Okay. We started with Taking the Christmas Tree Down from the Novellas. Sue Keller, Cleaning Up Christmas, Take It Down, the Beatnik Turtles. Holly Go Lightly, The Christmas Tree's on Fire. Hot Buttered Elves, backed by popular demand. Pieces of Santa. Yes, that's disgusting, but that's the way it goes. Jim and Em, Story of Stan Lee, you recognize that, of course. Haywood Banks, Dearest Mr. Santa Claus, an unsatisfied customer. Johnny Alvin, Santa Claus Wrecked My Electric Train. The George Rock Sextet, I Should Have Left a Light On for Santa Claus last night. Okay? So, all right, I find myself at a loss for words. If I'm not talking about what a rotten day I've had, it's probably just as well. So, I'll tell you what. I'll shut the hell up, and we'll get back to more music. How's that for a deal? Okay. Back in a bit.
Family never roasted chestnuts on an open fire. We never went around the neighborhood singing carols with a choir. Never went to midnight mass or sat on cold hard pews. My family, we had different views. Well, it never had to be good, just for goodness sake. And on Christmas Eve I did not try to keep myself awake, listening for sleigh bells and looking for a mouse. Santa always skipped over our house. Jimmy got a train set with a shiny new caboose. Billy in a rector set with nuts and bolts and screws. Tammy got a kit for making cheese fondues. But on Christmas, I got nothing, 'cause we were Jews. Well, I never hung up trimmings, 'cause I never had a tree. I would not know a mistletoe from a torpedo's knee. Never sat on Santa's lap, but hey, if Jesus was a Jew, well, wouldn't that make Santa be one too? He used to hate when it was cold enough Christmas to be white. Never hung a wreath of holly, never strung the yard with lights. Those other houses looked so pretty, but the electricity they must have used. No, we lit candles, 'cause we were Jews. Lanny got a bright red pair of kangaroo shoes. Kathy got some soaps and an assortment of shampoos. Even Buffy's dingo got some brand new rawhide chews. But on Christmas, I got nothing, 'cause we were Jews. Well, sometimes we ate chicken, sometimes we ate lamb, sometimes we ate turkey, though we never had a ham. Never did like eggnog, but those wine and cider brews. We drank Mogan David, 'cause we were Jews. Jenny got a bike, she had to wait till spring to use. Tommy from across the street, he got his front tooth. Joshua got a horn, so he could learn to play the blues. Horns, boy, I already had some.
When I was young and growing up, we didn't have a lot. And at Christmas time in our house, we were grateful for what we got. But things have changed a lot since then. Now I have children of my own. And this is what I heard them say last night when I got home.
Hey, Santa Claus, you creep. Where'd you put me bike? I've unwrapped all this other stuff, and there's nothing that I like. I wrote you off a letter, and I came to see you twice. You dirty, rotten Santa, you forgot to bring me bike.
There goes with bars of holly, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Hey, Santa Claus, the junk that you left underneath the tree, the tree and the gun, the cowboy suit, that stuff was not for me. You got my order all mixed up. You're nothing but a twister. And if you think that I'm upset, you should hear my little sister.
Hey, Santa Claus, you creep. Where's my darling pram? You promised me if I was good that you would bring me then. Santa, you're a con man. The whole thing is a sham. Never mind your ho-ho-ho. I want my darling pram.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Hey, Santa Claus, you creep. Where'd you put me bike? I've unwrapped all this other junk, and there's nothing that I like. I sent you off a letter, and I came to see you twice. You were dirty rotten Santa. You forgot to bring me bike.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen.
The next time that I see you, I'm going to pay you back. I'll poison all your reindeers, and I'll wring that Rudolph's neck. You just wait till next year, till you're back in that store, and me and my little sister will come stomping through that door. And this is what we say. Hey, everybody, there's a funny smell of Santa's breath. He's a dirty, rotten chancer. Don't believe a word he says. He's a cheater and a liar, and he can't be very bright, cause the silly, hairy, fat old fool forgot to bring me bike. Hey, Santa Claus, you creep. Where'd you put my bike? I unwrapped all this other junk, and there's nothing that I like. I sent you off a letter, and I came to see you twice. You were dirty, rotten Santa. You forgot to bring me bike.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Hey, Santa, you know how I felt when I came down the stairs on Christmas morning and found that I had no bike? My sister was roaring crying because she got no dollar plan. So you better watch it because we're coming to get you. I give you.
Well, anyway, it was the day after Christmas. What do you know? I ran into Santa asleep in the snow with his nice little reindeers all cuddled up tight. He was just waking up and lighting his pipe. Yeah, shaking his head. He looked so perplexed, like he just didn't seem to know what to do next. Can you imagine? Of all people, Santa himself, all mixed up like that. Unbelievable. Well, it seemed like one of his helpers forgot to make it clear that last year was leap year, since Santa thought it was here. So there he was, with a sleigh full of toys he was bringing to all the little girls and boys. When Rudolph woke up with his nose shining red, all the other reindeers just jumped right out of bed. Said, listen here, Santa, us grown-ups took care of things and got all the kids the things you usually bring. But there's some not so lucky on account of the times, so you better get ready and start jingling your chimes. But he looked through his list and sure enough found that a lot of kids were still waiting for him to come around. that, that could only be the old Saint Nick. Lined up his reindeers, lively and quick. Away they all flew when he gave them the cue. Merry Christmas to all and a happy New Year too.
Christmas is gone, baby. Didn't leave but two things for me. Christmas is gone, baby. Didn't leave but two things for me. An empty pocketbook. Baby, don't hold a lot of misery. Well, I was feeling mighty happy. I was happy as I could be. I bought this town up on credit just to fill up my Christmas tree. Christmas is gone, baby. Didn't leave but two things for me. An empty pocketbook and a whole lot of misery. A misery, baby. Well, I feel like crying, but I know crying won't help. I've got to hustle and scuffle and pay these bills all by myself. Christmas is gone, baby. Didn't leave but two things for me. An empty pocketbook. Baby, a whole lot of misery. My telephone keeps ringing. Someone's knocking on my door. One bill collect after another, and I can't stand it no more. Christmas is gone. Didn't leave but two things for me. An empty pocketbook, baby, a whole lot of misery. Misery. Stand in the welfare line. Cause I spent all of my money.
Wait till after Christmas before you leave me. Wait till after Christmas before you say goodbye. You know how much I love you. You know I need you so. Wait till after Christmas before you go. Let me wake you up on Christmas morning. Let me be the one to trim your Christmas tree. And if you plan to leave me because of someone new, wait till after Christmas before you do. Maybe all the presents and the love from me that you receive. Yes, we'll help you change your mind somewhere between Christmas and New Year's Eve. You and you alone can keep me happy. You and you alone can really make me blue. So if you're gonna tell me that you and I are through, wait till after Christmas before you do. You and you alone can really make me blue. So if you're gonna tell me that you and I are through, wait till after Christmas before you do.
Who turned on the friggin' lights? I got a friggin' headache! What's with this freak boss at the alley stores advertising? Take that crap back, get the cash, and bring the receipt to me for 10% off within 24 hours! Mrs. Claus and I work hard every year! It's the thought that counts!
Who wants that gamey crap you got on sale? Of course people take it back and go to the alley stores! Well, I love that underwear I got. I'm a little lost. How come there's a slit in the front? I'm confused.
I will take the crap back. I will bring the cash to the alley stores. I will take the crap back. I will bring the cash to the alley stores.
Belmont Clark, if you dare! Crude, rude, and lewd for 36 years!
To see me again just the other night. He left a lot of nifty presents all wrapped in pretty paper under Christmas tree lights. He drank his milk and ate his cookies and filled her stockings while we slept. And there's one little gift he left I wish he would have kept. I think I'm stepping in reindeer dew, and I ain't wearing no shoes. Tell me, what is this mystery goo? I think I'm stepping in reindeer dew. Oh, I think it's time that Santa Claus modernized. Maybe get an 18-wheeler instead of 8 tiny reindeer he flies. You know, I really like Santa a lot, and I don't want to make him feel spurned. But there's one little gift he left this year I wish I could return. I think I'm stepping in reindeer dew. Wearing no shoes. Oh, what
what is this mystery do? I think I'm stepping in reindeer do. Merry Christmas!
A Merry Christmas to all you little boys and girls. No matter what the color of your skin or where you live in the world. You've been good all year and Santa Claus came to see you while you slept. When you get up on Christmas morning, be careful now where you step. Or else, you might be stepping in reindeer dew. And you won't be wearing no shoes. You'll have those little squishy toe blues. Cause you're stepping in the reindeer dew. Everybody stepping in the reindeer dew. And we ain't wearing no shoes. This mystery do. Oh, we're stepping in the reindeer do.
Well, that foolish fanfare can mean only one thing. That's right. You have reached the terminal. Please exit the ship slowly and carefully. Keep your hands to yourself. Thank you. We finished up with Chuck Brodsky. For Christmas, I got nothing. Because we were Jews, you know. That's how it works, I guess. Santa, Where's Me Bike, was the Dixies. The Day After Christmas from Harry the Hipster Gibson. Christmas is gone. Thank you. That was Al King. Wait Till After Christmas Before You Give Me the Old Heave-Ho. That was John Greer. Merry Kwanzaa from Tykes with Guns. Want to warn you to be careful of them, Tykes with Guns. Watch out. And finished up with Will Jones and the Western Fringe, Reindeer Do. All right, so that's it. That's it. No more Christmas music. Oh, wait, that's not true. Because one of the things that people ask me all the time, and I get this a lot, is, hey, KBC, what's with you? And I say, well, no, really what they say is, what's the weirdest Christmas song you've ever heard? So you're going to find out in a second. This is absolutely the weirdest thing I've ever heard for Christmas. So this will answer it once and for all. And then the second part of your mystery punishment be a song that I'll dedicate to my wife because, well, you'll see, it's appropriate. But anyway, want to remind you that we'll be back here next week. So come on by with a clean shirt. Maybe change those socks. And we'll have some fun, okay? Yeah, just you and me. And I want to remind you that it is a new year. Time to start from scratch, okay? Plenty of new excuses you can use. Say no more. So, all right. So, have a good one. Want to remind you that, yes, I do this. So that you won't have to. And no need to thank me. I'm serious. Don't mention it. I will fucking slap you. Have a good week. Have a good year.
Santa Claus, oink, oink. dogs treat me fine.
Barbecue,
barbecue, barbecue, the children shout. Come Christmas and the piggy with the apple in the mouth. Santa Claus, oink oink. Santa Claus, oink oink. Santa Claus, oink oink. Help me. The wood for the fire they have on the ground.
Piggy.
When they catch me, it turns me round.
Barbecue,
barbecue, the children shout. Come Christmas and the piggy with the apple in the mouth. Children shout, come Christmas and the piggy with the apple in the mouth. Santa Claus, oink oink. Santa Claus, oink oink. Santa Claus, oink oink. Jingle bells, this piggy got away. Santa let me hitch the ride, man, I'm too fat for the sleigh.
First Noel was a silent night, very quiet, so they say, because there weren't any Christmas songs for anyone to play. But count up all the Christmas songs, you hear them playing now, and you'll know why each Christmas I repeat this solemn vow. If I hear another song about Christmas, if I hear another song about snow, or the chestnuts on the fire, or carols by a choir, or what goes on beneath the mistletoe, if I hear another song about Santa, like when Mommy kissed him all night long, will I hate it? No, I'll love it, 'cause I'm a sucker for a Christmas song. If I hear another song about Christmas, like that reindeer with the fabulous nose, or the candles on a wreath, or missing two front teeth, or folks who all dress up like Eskimos, if I hear another song about Frosty and his problem when the sun's too strong, will I abhor it? No, I'll adore it, 'cause I'm a sucker for a Christmas song. If I hear another song about Christmas that involves a partridge in a pear tree, or a song about Jack Frost, or shepherds who get lost, or I'll be home for Christmas, count on me, or a song about that little boy drummer when they say his rump-a-pum's all wrong, will I detest it? No, I'll request it, 'cause I'm a sucker for a Christmas song. 'Cause I'm a sucker for a Christmas song.
sucker for Christmas, sucker for a Christmas song.